Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Wednesday, 20th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, the Dhaka Metropolitan Police Department has issued a traffic advisory for tomorrow on the occasion of Shaheed Diwas or Martyrs Day. The Martyrs Day is celebrated every year on the 21st of February. Public access to the central Shaheed Minar premises will be restricted from 8 p.m. today. Traffic on Nilkheth, Palashi, Fuller Road, Bakshi Bazaar, Chankarpur, Shahidul Hall, Doyle Chatter Gymnasium, Romana Chatter, and the High Court will be blocked, and multiple diversions will be set up with several checkpoints for security. Clients are advised to expect delays in most parts of Dhaka and until the day after, that's February the 22nd. Follow the directions by the police to avoid traffic delays and road closures. In Pakistan, more than 10 domestic and international flights were delayed at the Allama Iqbal International Airport in Lahore yesterday, after one of the runways had to be closed due to potholes on its surface after heavy rains in Lahore. The second runway of the airport was already closed for repair work. Travelers protested the delay as flights to many routes and destinations got affected, including a flight getting diverted to Islamabad International Airport. Clients are advised to expect delays and may make alternative travel plans if the Lahore airport closes for major repair work of its runways this week. In India, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is visiting India today. Both countries are expected to sign MOUs on defense, healthcare, and other issues. The External Affairs Ministry of India said that the talks on investment of $44 billion by Saudi Aramco and Abu Dhabi National Oil Company in Ratnagiri refinery project in Maharashtra are likely during the visit. Saudi Arabia has ranked India as one of the major strategic partners in the region. The visit has been controversial as the Crown Prince visited Pakistan this week and was denied permission to travel directly from Pakistan to India. Also in India, the Union Cabinet yesterday gave its approval to reissue the Triple Talaq Ordinance that makes the practice of instant divorce by Muslim men a penal offense. Once signed by President Ramnath Kovind, the ordinance will come into force for the third time in less than a year. Under the Muslim Women Ordinance of 2019, divorcing through instant triple talaq will be illegal and will attract a jail term of 3 years for the husband. The government has asserted that it provides justice and equality to Muslim women. The controversy over the abolition of instant divorce practice has triggered protests by conservative Muslim organizations. With the general elections in April this year, the Muslim organizations can potentially intensify their protests to pressurize the government. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.